Welcome to Tintagel.
Tintagel, agus dinner.
The Cornish for Tintagel is...
Dintagel.
And that means...
That's a very good question. Is it Cornish or is it not? If it's Cornish, it would mean the fort of the noose, from the shape of the headland, of course, with the very narrow neck.
Or the fort of the constriction, possibly.
Yeah, very much the same sort of idea. There is a possibility, though, that the name is Norman French.
And what sort of evidence do we have?
Well, it doesn't appear until the Norman-French time. It's not known before that. And there is a place in the Channel Islands which is now called Tintagel, but it was earlier Tintagel, Castle of the Devil.
There's a bit of dispute there, but there is an older name, isn't there?
Definitely, yeah. There's a thing called the Ravenna Cosmography, which is an itinerary of routes in the Roman period. And there's a route that goes down through North Cornwall, passes a place called Duro Cornoio, the fortress of the Cornish. And this has been pretty well identified as Tintagel, which was a seasonal royal seat of the kings of Dumnonia in those days.
So it really places that castle or that part of the country as an important place in Arthurian legends.
Well, not just Arthurian legends. It was Geoffrey of Monmouth that made that up, and Arthur was only supposed to have been conceived there. But it was a seat of the kings of Dumnonia, who are historically known. Nice thing about the name, Duro Cornobio, is it the first indication we got the name of Cornwall itself, that Corno is our colonel.
Tintagel.
Dintagel.
This production has been brought to you by Visit Cornwall.